Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Is anyone else emotionally exhausted as I am after this week? The Bowl Breakdown is next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my goodness! It was the week that was, girl.
Oh my gosh, I'm still recuperating.
Oh my goodness, I am worn out, folks, worn out. But we are here, the Bowl Breakdown is here! I'm James Hodge, Jr., one of your hosts, and of course I'm here with the beautiful and talented Tammy Govee.
I love you. Hi,
hello, you too. Hi. We are here, folks. Let me do some church announcements, as Tony says on Mission Day. Let me do this first. This is the Bowl Beautiful After Show at Bowl Breakdown. We are on, I'm going to get this always correct, we're on Spotify, YouTube, and iTunes, and SoundCloud under AfterBuzz TV Dramas, under the Bowl Beautiful After Show. So some people are like, where are you finding you? That's who we are. We are called the Bowl Breakdown. That's why you see on the lower thirds, and we are that. And we have a page now, two of them, that you can follow. IG and Twitter. It is The Bowl Breakdown. So go ahead and follow us there. I think we're close to 100 people on Instagram, and we're getting there.
We love it.
We're getting it.
So
come on, do it.
It's so exciting.
And people, and here's the thing. We've had celebrities on the show liking our Ron Moss.
I know.
Annika, friend of the show, liked some of our stuff and made comments.
Catherine Kelly Lang. Yes.
So we're getting noticed.
We love it.
We love it.
It means a lot.
And thanks to Eva Bass and everybody at Bold Insider. We love you guys there. All Bowl Beautiful Facebook groups, let me share this link. Thank you so much. We appreciate that also. And this little shout out for me. I have the Bowl Beautiful Mini Spotlights on my podcast. I do audio podcasts. I do once a week on iTunes, Speaker.com, and iHeartRadio. I think that's everything I was supposed to talk about. Yes, there's everything on there. So, girl, we had a week.
So, we had a week.
Continued from the week before.
Yes.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
I see you guys in the chat room. Hello, everybody. Like, it's,
I mean, so who's in the chat room?
We got Candace Mack, who, folks, I'm going to give a shout out to her because she and I are both nominated against each other in an award, two awards. Next week, Capital City Web Awards in D.C. I'll be meeting Candace for the first time in person.
It's going to be so exciting.
Thank you. I know. I've known her all these years. We get to actually meet each other in person, and we're nominated for Best Host and Best News Entertainment Program Recording.
Congratulations to the both
Thank
of you.
Thank you. Congratulations
both
to you, Candace.
Both do fabulous work.
Love you, Candace. So I'm excited. And we have Michelle D, of course, Ethel, and I know more are coming in. I see people are coming in, and the numbers are going up.
That's
so
fantastic.
Welcome everybody who's coming in, because we got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about.
We're going to break it down. We usually do day by day. We have some accompanying pictures to show you along the way, too, that Ryan in the booth will be showing as we talk about them each day. I'll do that. And I'm dealing with I got a temporary crown right now. It just feels weird in my mouth. I'm trying to deal with that.
Does it hurt?
Doesn't hurt.
You're good.
It just feels awkward. Oh, it's a little awkward. It's just settling in or something. It's like a temporary crown for me. But yeah, so before we begin actually talking about the week that was.
Yes.
There are a couple things we want to talk about that are Bowl Beautiful related, that relate to the storyline stuff. Number one, CBS is back.
Yes. I got a text from you. It's like, oh my gosh, I have CBS again. So I ran to my television, and lo and behold,
I turned it on, and I saw my DVR, and I saw all the shows on CBS were taped. Big Brother, 60 Minutes, then I saw Young and the Restless. Both of you was like, oh my God!
Yeah. So that's great. That was great. Because
yes.
What I was doing is I was going on the CBS, .com.
Me too.
And I'm able to screen mirror.
Oh,
or
okay.
Mirror screen, my
mirror
phone.
Screen, I guess it's called,
yeah, so I was able to watch it on the television.
Okay.
Technology.
Yeah, technology today.
So that was great. But at the same time, I'm just glad, you know, because I can record the stuff, tape the stuff, whatever that.
And no commercials. No commercials for me.
I know.
I don't like commercials.
Just fast forward through all that stuff.
Don't like commercials.
Good to have that back.
And then also, we had a couple of things go down this week. So Twitter is a little crazy. They get a little crazy. And so, Tammy, take that away.
So Twitter is a little crazy. Scott Clifton came out on Twitter to address some of what's going on. You know, fans are very passionate about the storyline. Some fans felt that Steffi was getting the short end of the stick, both in regards to her screen time and lack thereof.
That's right.
As well as them thinking that Scott somehow is choosing
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To be, he has a preference for working with
Annika
with
or Jackie.
Annika over Jackie, which is
ludicrous.
Yeah. And yes. he says as much. And yes. So one of the things he said, he tweeted, he said, you know, this storyline has been extremely polarizing. I totally get it. Some fans feel like they've been neglected and that their heroine, Steffi, has been abused. They aren't crazy. He said, Jackie has been focusing on growing her beautiful family, and the story has had to lean more on Hope and Liam. I thought that was so amazing for him to say that, because, like, here's the reality of life. You know, the actors have families, Bold and Beautiful is generous enough to give them more time to be with their families. That's amazing.
Yes.
That shows the amazing kind of community that they have.
Yes.
So I love that Scott addressed that. And then in the end, he said, we are in a relationship, you and me. It's not the most conventional relationship, but we are important members of each other's lives all the same. And relationships take work, patience, forgiveness, honesty, and gratitude. I promise. I promise to keep working at it, dear fan, if you will. So I really thought, you know, his response, and there were, and this is only, these are only two segments of the Twitter, of the tweet that he sent. There were like seven or eight different segments. Yeah. So he really spent the time addressing the fans in a very compassionate, heartfelt, loving way. And so I really appreciated that.
And folks in the chat room are totally agreeing with you and everything, agreeing with Scott. It's just like, hi, Julemon. Hi, Rodelli. Hi, Kenneth Clark. They're agreeing with you and agreeing with Scott, just saying that, these are characters. They're playing characters. They don't, actors, trust me, actors have no say over scripts and over produce. They don't produce the shows. They have no say. I mean, they have no say. I mean, you may think they do, they don't.
He said as much. He goes, I'm a hired gun.
They are.
I show up and do my job. This is my job.
And as we know, they can be let go at any moment's notice. They can be brought on. There's nothing. The actors are just doing a job. They don't get, even if they didn't like a co-star, they have no say in it. We just take up to do a job.
Yeah.
So I think it was great that he did that. It was a nice way of him saying that. That's good.
And I think that topic, we've discussed it. Yeah. Of, you know, we appreciate the passion of the fans of the soaps across the board, not just for B&B, but the passion across the board. At the end of the day, when it comes to the actors, they should only be treated with support and respect. If you don't like the storyline, great. It's good. It's good to have that conversation. It's good to have that dialogue.
I agree. And I think, and also lastly, I just think that people just need to calm down a little bit. It's going to be okay. These are TV shows. Yes, we love our characters. We love certain things. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to debate. It's okay not to like. But let's not tag actors in them and tear them down. And just, it's a lot of that going on recently, too. And there was a lot of people are getting upset about that. Either tagging actors, people's tweets. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, they don't want to hear that. And it's just, it's not, it doesn't help anything. Didn't help anything at all. So, yes, Y&R came on earlier today. People were like, where did Y&R go? They were on at 2 o'clock because I couldn't be here earlier. So they were on at 2 today, and you can watch their show on AfterBuzz TV Dramas. It's, if you missed it live, it's there.
I didn't know that.
People are asking. So Rachel and them were on at 2 o'clock today. And then it was Dish and Days. Now me and JH Report is after us. So at 6, as they normally are. So, but we're just, this is a special thing we're doing today. It's not normal. Not normal at all. So we'll go into the week that was, starting with Monday.
Let's start with Monday. Oh, my gosh.
Continuation of Friday, basically. And there was, like, three different things kind of going on. But the one thing that was so just dramatic was the rooftop fight.
Yeah.
Fighting in the office and the rooftop. Liam and Thomas and Hope.
Yeah. Yeah, so it starts off with Liam, you know, trying to explain.
And Tom's going to be at the
banging, which we love. That left off on Friday with
that.
The banging of the door. But that moment, James, when Thomas kicks the door open, literally, he was a force of nature. When he comes storming into that room, I got scared.
Yeah.
Like, Liam, you're not a small guy, but this dude's mad.
Yes, he is.
He's really, really mad. So that was exciting. That was really exciting.
I love to do outside stuff and location things, and I don't know exactly where that's. I mean, I know they're on CBS Television City, but I don't know where that top roof is. I don't know where that was, but it's very cool to see LA. I saw LA in the background. It's a little smoggy, but it's fine. It's LA. I was like, a little smoggy out there, but it's fine. It's LA. And I love that he got to do some kind of, I know they got to do some choreography of fight. And all that. It was kind of fun.
And Scott Clifton said, yes. You know, brought his stunt double. Yes. He went online on Instagram to introduce him and say, this is my double. And he does all these amazing stunts, and I would be nothing without him. So that
was
great.
But Liam took him down.
He did. Well, you know, fighting for his woman.
That's right.
There's just literally a little bit more adrenaline there.
Literally fighting for his woman.
The adrenaline of love.
Yes. So that was very cool. And so we had that going on. And then finally, Liam and Hope kind of come together. And it's
you
have a child. And so at this point, he hasn't filled her in on everything yet. But just like at this point, he's trying to let her know your child is alive. Like just at the very least, your child's alive.
Yes.
She doesn't know anything yet. Meanwhile, we got Steffi and Ridge kind of talking over what Liam's claims were, which to me were realistic.
And Douglas's claims. Yes.
So realistic to me. You're like, because again, I think if we hadn't seen a dead baby, that would have been, I mean, back then, it probably wouldn't, it would be still weird, but like, we saw a dead baby. So that's throwing anybody off. So
yes.
To me, people are like, I'm like, no, it makes sense actually, because you're trying to wrap your head around that.
Yes. If it wasn't for that, you'd be like, oh.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's like, there's a dead baby. And we're like, whose baby is that?
Yeah.
Like that's what they're thinking.
But none of this makes sense.
No.
None of this makes sense.
And then we had Flo telling Wyatt.
Oh, my gosh. Your thoughts on that conversation.
I'm like, good. You finally tell him everything. He needed to hear it. It felt like she was exhaling again. Just like, I gotta get this out. I can't hide it anymore. And she was trying to. I remember she was trying to. It's funny. Her confessions. We'll talk about Tuesday and Wednesday and like other. Her confessions are kind of steeped in. I didn't ask questions. I didn't know everything. I am wrong. There's always this tinge of like, but I'm not that wrong. Like I'm wrong, but there are people who are wronger than me. I mean, I'm being funny with English, but you know what I mean. Like it's kind of like. Her situation is such a weird one in a way. It's like, it makes me think, why didn't you ask questions? Like, well, she's getting some money out. She got some money out of it. Helping somebody. It's kind of it was a weird thing for her. So, what did you think?
So, Wyatt bugged me a little bit. Because I don't know when he started to don this self-righteous hat
that he's
been wearing. That really came out when he broke up with Sally.
Yes.
I was surprised by that move. Like, okay, you're breaking up with her over this.
Right.
Okay. And then, again, the self-righteous thing, you know, granted, Flo...
No, she was wrong.
There's not a lot of room for, you know, for forgiveness here.
Right.
Nothing's impossible, but there's not a lot of room. But he was just very... I don't know why... it just bothers me.
Well, see, and why did it bother? Because in a way, she was wrong. That's his brother's child.
Yeah. Yeah, but... You're not the woman I fell in love with, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm still coming off of him breaking up with Sally over something
stupid.
I thought was trivial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's what it is, because I think, in a way, I felt like he reacted the way he should have reacted, because it was just like, this was kind of like, wow, my brother's child you kept from him.
It's horrific. And you know what was interesting? Was she's telling the story to Wyatt. Here's what happened, and we're hearing it. And I'm hearing, what happened? Because,
yes.
You know, we've been caught up in the storyline for how many months?
Yes.
It's like, here's what happened that night. And then we'll talk about Tuesday and Wednesday when they're telling Brooke and Ridge, here's what happened. And I'm becoming more and more horrified.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Just horrified. I'd forgotten how horrifying the scenario is.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, it's, I mean, like, and when you start bringing in, I always call the Witches of Eastwick, when you had Shauna, Zoe, and her together, look at that. But it's kind of funny, like, it is very much, it's a horrible thing to do to even all the whole week I kept saying, as they're talking about it more and more, Hope had sort of in the stick there, folks. I mean, so did Steffi, but like, Hope, her baby was stolen from her. And what's about Friday's episode, the dialogue was kind of funny to me in a weird way. It was good, but funny, because and what's about that when it comes to Friday, but like, it was crazy. But no, I thought, okay, good. That's out. And then on Tuesday, Liam and Hope on that rooftop still, they embrace.
Yeah, and I did love that moment when Hope realized it was true.
Yes.
When Liam had Thomas in that choke, and he's saying to Thomas, tell her.
And she's looking down at him.
And then he had nothing to say,
yeah.
And that's when Hope realized like she had that intake, like, and then he runs off. Mm-hmm. Thomas runs away. Oh my God.
He's off somewhere, folks. Flo is at Forrester Creations packing up her stuff. Almost custom. I caught myself.
Cheese and crackers?
Bitch, please. yeah, she was packing up her stuff. And that's when Shauna comes in and tries to talk to her and everything. And then Wyatt knows everything. And I thought it was kind of funny. Shauna's funny because Shauna wants to be there for her daughter, obviously. I love Niece Richards. I mean, Shauna's a lover. Wants to be there for her daughter. And she knows her daughter did wrong. But she's kind of like, well, you did wrong, but not that. Again, it's back to that whole thing. Well, your wrongness is not as wrong as some others. It's this story has so many layers to it because all the people who knew about this, like, they're all wrong. But there is kind of levels of wrongness.
There's absolute levels.
I mean,
because
Zoe found out later. She wasn't avoiding those stories from the beginning. But Flo kind of was part of it too in the beginning. But then Thomas found out later, so he's wrong on some level. But he didn't start it. I mean, he just capitalized on it,
right?
And he kind of knew. And Shauna found out. But Shauna's the mother wasn't really hurt. I mean, it was. All kinds of wrongness.
And I remember looking at Shauna and going through the scene and thinking, what a missed opportunity between Shauna and Quinn. I wish that B&B had developed their friendship more so that when this went down, the animosity or the antagonism between Quinn and Shauna would really be strong.
Yeah.
But that just kind of fell by the wayside.
That's what happens on the
show.
Missed
opportunity. Yeah.
But it was kind of funny that she was trying to pack her stuff up and get the F out of there. She was trying to get out of there.
Sean, let's go to Vegas. Like, let's get out of town. And Flo saying, I can't run away.
But guess who shows up?
Oh, Zoe.
I know that Tammy was waiting for this. And Zoe, so first Zoe comes in, she's like, oh my goodness.
Somebody tweeted bad timing.
Okay. Like, girl, you should have stayed at home wherever you was. Mm-hmm.
Should have had a remote day.
Yeah, exactly. Telecommute at home. And then the person that Tammy's been waiting for shows up with her man, Ridge, Miss Brick. And they start questioning Flo.
I wish we could play that video.
Yes.
Because just that beautiful moment-to-moment.
Yes.
As Brooke and Ridge are trying to wrap their brains around this, again, horrific story.
Yes.
Was something to behold because you really saw the both of them just go moment to moment to then.
This whole week was like that.
Her.
Yeah.
Is this my grand? I'm getting like chills.
Yeah.
This is my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
And what's crazy is because Ridge has his daughter thing about. Brooke has her daughter thing about. So again, I love the conflict between the two. It's something that's not born out of them, just they both have their daughters. Both their daughters are affected by this. And Ridge, of course, we said this before, is blinded by his children, which happens, some parents are like that. We know that. And so he's having a hard time hitting this. Brooke was like, I knew something was up. Hold on, something was up. She was waving her finger. She said she was like, and Brooke the whole week was just like, no, bitch, please.
Yes,
she was like to everybody.
Exactly.
She was like, bitch, please to everybody.
She parted the waters. Like, once it was established, here's what's actually happened. The waters are parted, and the only thing she was concerned about was making sure everybody in the room was going to pay.
Yes.
For.
Well, she's the voice of the fans. They're going, you did wrong, folks. You all did wrong.
The atrocity. I think that was the word she used.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The viciousness against my daughter.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Love that.
Again, the acting. Everybody sitting here, the acting was just top-notch. Monday and Tuesday, already excited.
Oh, my God.
But it gets even better during the week. And Michelle D. says, yes, I want to see Quinn's reaction also. That Candace, I say this all the time, it was an umbrella story completely. Michelle D. says, Wyatt was annoying because when he was still with Sally, he was kissing Flo, and he never told her, he has no secret. No, he's so against secrets. Hypocritical men.
Exactly.
Men sometimes. We're hypocritical.
Exactly.
Sometimes. We are.
That's what I was thinking.
We can't help it. So we go to the Juicy Wednesday.
Oh.
Then we'll take a little break and then we'll talk some tweets and things and then we'll go back to Thursday and Friday. Because this week was, it was like every day we were inching closer to all these things. We're inching and inching and inching. It was a very long week for a short show.
And I think we both agreed that the way it was rolled out this week was pretty perfect.
Perfection. Perfection.
Pretty perfect.
Pretty soapy perfection.
Yes.
It was like doled out. And every cliffhanger every day was just a good one. It was like every day.
It was emotional. And it was emotional happy and emotional sad.
Yes.
It was a mixture of both.
So we got to talk about, I mean, this picture, of course. She's reunited with her baby.
Yeah. Oh, I so love that moment. So they get to Steffi's house.
Let homegirl go. You can go now. But we'll take over watching her because Kelly was out with her mom. With her. She's like, you can go. She's like, bye. What's it get from here? She's like, we'll take it from here. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And Liam just he assumes that the both of them are going to walk into the nursery and Hope doesn't go in.
No. Right.
Right? Because all of a sudden she's really nervous.
Yes.
And that surprised me.
I like the reaction. It was a great choice. It was a great choice.
Really authentic.
Yeah, very great choice. Like, yeah. You know this baby the whole time, obviously, but now it's different. Mm-hmm. Now it's your baby.
Yes.
The cutest baby on earth, first of all.
And, you know, I was watching her lips again.
She said daddy again and mama.
I don't know where they found this child.
Okay, golden child, totally.
But she knows her dada on cue.
Yeah, she does.
Yes.
Hello.
Mama, dada.
She said mama, too.
When she reaches up to grab Annika's chin
for
mama.
Hello.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
She's acting. Bella, baby's acting.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and you guys are getting ahead of me. I'm going to say this right now, of course. So, first Liam tries to explain everything to Hope. And actually explains everything. Even the Emma part. Wrote the Emma parts.
Yes.
Because we're going to get up in the chat. Yes, he brought up the Emma parts.
That's right.
We can't forget about that. She died.
Yeah.
Wanting to tell. So there's the only one who was like, I got to tell her. And she loved Hope. Emma was looked up to Hope. She loved Hope. And so it's sad that she had to leave. So it's funny that they brought that up. And was like, even, you know, Thomas followed her. And she was letting her know how vicious this Thomas thing was. Yeah. And how everything went down. And she let her know. Steffi and Taylor didn't know. Because everybody's thinking, where's Taylor? Hopefully Taylor's coming on shortly. Hopefully it's just like right now. I mean, it's only a half hour show. They can't have everybody on. So hopefully, with you guys in chat room, hopefully they will bring it on. But I think, but she mentioned they didn't know anything, so there's no like any kind of there. It was an adoption of sorts. You know, Taylor gave her a baby, and Steffi didn't ask a lot of questions either. Goes to show you should ask questions. and so she explains everything to her while she's holding her baby, which was very cute.
It's so beautiful.
And on the other side of the world, we had Flo admit she was paid. So they said, sorry, you feel sorry for her, she was paid. And then Zoe tries to explain her dad's situation.
Girl, and don't even bother.
Bitch, please.
Yeah, there's nothing she can say.
No.
Nothing she
can say. Oh, Rich let her know that.
Oh, my
Rich gosh. And Brooke gave it to her both barrels.
Driver's license, please.
Oh, that was so funny. Their driver's licenses. I want all three of them. But first of all, Megan, Shauna's not really in trouble, really. I mean, she didn't. I mean, she just was coming for her daughter, kind of. Was she really in trouble? I mean,
she's an accomplice. How many times did Flo want to tell the truth? And Shauna, more than once, said, everyone's happy.
That's true. Okay, so let's get on the count here. We got Shauna, Flo, Zoe, Xander.
Yeah.
We can't forget about him. He knew.
Yep. Where was he?
Yeah, where's Xander?
Where's Xander?
He knew there's four people there. Thomas is five. So five people knew for sure. And just that.
And Reese, the doctor.
Reese, so six.
Yeah.
Taylor just didn't know. She's got a baby. And Steffi didn't know.
Yeah.
And Emma knew at one point. So seven people knew. But yeah, where's Xander?
It's a lot of accomplices.
He didn't mean
to do anything wrong. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brittany Duran. Hi, Brittany. I know you. So she's like, how protective Brooke is being is good. Rizzy needs to dial it down a bit. Like Steffi, he loves his daughter. And he loves his son. So he's hearing all these things. So he's reacting again. He's blind to his children. He's reacting.
Hysterical moment. They're in the office. Ridge and Brooke are rah, rah, rah. Yeah. And someone brings in Thomas's involvement. And Ridge, like, that's ridiculous.
Yes, he does.
You know, Thomas would... He would never be a part of something like this. And Brooke, he does have his
dark side.
I lost
it. She said it.
Like, oh my gosh.
She said it. These are words I wrote down on Wednesday. Brooke is not having it.
It's clear cut.
No,
there's
for her.
There's nothing to be confused about here.
No. She's like, no, it's wrong.
You know, and someone in the chat said, you know, this wasn't an adoption. This was human trafficking.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, let's be real. That's what happened here.
In reality, Flo could have told the truth anytime she wanted because she's grown, but chose not to. Yep. Is Wayne Brady coming back? Hopefully.
He has to.
He has to come back. This storyline is like, it has to come back.
Yeah, he has to.
Taylor has to come back, too. I mean, I think these folks are going to... I mean, this is right now they had to kind of get the main players by the effects first.
Yes.
Again, this is layers of stuff could have happened.
And Taylor's going to be horrified.
Oh, I know.
You know, she wanted this for her daughter. And she's going to feel, oh, good. I hope this doesn't send her spiraling. Because you can see how much pain Steffi's in. And then she's going to say it's her fault. And
yes. Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
It is. So let's get a little breather. And we're going to just have some tweets and things. Because you guys are going to our pages. You are commenting. You're writing. You're following us. Continue to follow us some more. Please, please, please do. And because we love having you, we love hearing you guys talk. So please, you know, tell us more.
So on the Twitter, Alana says, "Wow, this storyline got people so mad. They're bullying Annika on her Instagram."
Yeah, they are.
You know, folks, do not do this. She says, "Disliking a character does not give you right to be a bully." Okay, so just a reminder.
I agree with that.
Be nice.
I'm glad the fans are saying that too. I'm glad.
Be nice.
Not all soap fans are crazy or rude.
No,
they're not.
Let's see. Melanated Mermaid.
How cute is that?
"Not trying to say this isn't painful for Steffi, but she has Kelly. Hope didn't have a child at all. Sure, she wanted to be a mother to Douglas, and her heart was in the right place, but Ridge has got to understand that part as well."
Well, I mean, I'm on Steffi's side a little bit, just saying that she did grow to love this
child.
You grow, I mean, if anybody's had a baby, you just love babies. You can fall in love with them. So I don't want to discount Steffi's feelings.
Absolutely not. She has every right to be completely torn up about this.
That she does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, she does. I think she does.
Tom Eric Hansen on Twitter retweeted Soap Opera Digest giving Catherine Kelly Lang Performer of the Week.
She's one of them, definitely.
I
yes.
think the whole cast should have gotten Performer
it. Yeah,
of the Week.
Yeah, exactly.
But absolutely. Let's see here. We have...
So as you're getting there... Ridge and Brooke aren't playing. They will all go for their actions. I was shocked how Ridge was like, "Give me your driver's licenses." Yes, that's kind of funny. Flo was a lovesick puppy for Reese. Reese is a con artist who got over on the ladies. It's Wayne Brady. Of course. I fall for it too, probably.
You know?
I mean, who knows? Right? I might fall for it too.
Bold Casper on Twitter says, it's great, right? "I knew that Steffi would have a hard time with this, but I was not expecting her and Ridge to actually suggest that Steffi should keep Beth, especially after her mind caught up with her and she accepted the truth. Like, is she for real?"
Yes.
But, we'll talk about that, but as Steffi is starting to understand. I mean, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Her work was wonderful.
It was so
heartbreaking.
Oh, my God.
It was. And I forgot who said it, but I agree. Flo, Steffi didn't ask any questions because she trusted her mom.
Yeah.
She was thinking, I have no reason not to trust her.
Yeah.
She had no reason not to trust her. I mean, Taylor. She had no reason not to trust her.
Of course not. Yeah.
So I'll get you a baby. I'll get you a baby. Okay. I mean, who thinks black market babies are going to come?
Yeah. Carter. I mean, it was all, supposedly legit.
Right. That's why I love Steffi's reaction, kind of. We're talking about where she was kind of like, "Well, should we get Carter involved? Should we do police? Like, what should we do?" Because she thought she went through a legal adoption. She didn't ask where the baby came from. Of course not. I mean, she didn't ask where the baby came from.
No, you leave that to the legal folks to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Yeah.
Tia at Express Realism wrote, "This week of Bold and Beautiful just made me miss my hashtag still." So, Bill and Steffi. Mm-hmm. To be quite honest, Steffi needs to remove herself from Liam and Hope lives and start living her own. She needs to be with the man who will fully love her.
I don't know who that is in that town.
Do you know?
Their loves are split.
There are
every man there loves like two or three women.
There's some new faces coming on board, though.
So we'll see.
We shall see, right?
Yeah, we'll see. But I think I know I don't mind if they continue to be a big family because she is Kelly's sister, half sister at this point. So actually they're blood related. So I mean it's kind of like they can still be raised. I like the whole point of them raising together, but I know it's gonna be tough for Steffi for a while and. It's all around just a weird situation. All around. Everybody knew, no one said anything, this happening and you want your baby back and you want to keep the baby and your brain isn't it's incredible.
Yeah.
So we'll go on to Thursday. Because Thursday and Friday were really emotional filled.
So Thursday is
Liam won't tell Steffi. Steffi walks in with Kelly.
Lord Almighty.
We have two different things going on. Because we have Steffi, Hope, I think I was saying Steffi, Hope, and Liam. Then you have the Zoe Ridge stuff going on the other side still. So
still
there's two,
on the
there's
other
still
side.
Two things going on.
Okay.
And so we'll just talk about the left, the Liam, the threesome. I thought all their work from Thursday and Friday was just beautiful.
So, all right. So Thursday was Liam and
Hope telling
Hope
her, finally.
Telling her, here's what happened.
Right.
A woman's baby was stolen. And so Steffi's not putting the dots together that it's Liam and Hope.
Right. Yeah.
She's just finding out about this story that the child that Steffi adopted was kidnapped, was stolen.
And the way they played it was very much like they're talking about somebody. And Steffi's like, oh, that's horrible. He was like, I'm sick to my stomach.
And that was a beautiful moment.
It was. Oh, I love
because
that.
I could, I would get sick hearing.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
She was
gosh.
Just like, I don't know. I'm like, and she was like talking about it. I'm just like, yeah, I'd be kind of sick to my stomach, too, hearing this. And it wasn't crossing her mind that we're talking about us.
And I love that they did it that way.
The whole episode.
Yeah.
We went to the end, and she said, this is Beth at the end. That's how it went to black.
And she was see that photo, that last photo of just disbelief.
But trying to explain to her and that Thomas knew and my brother, I mean, again, it's like she had no reason not to think he'd be like that. I mean, he had no reason to think that way.
Yeah.
She had no reason to think that he's in on it or anything. She had no reason whatsoever. Someone was on Twitter was reposting all the clips where Bill was telling Liam about himself and how he treats Steffi. That's pretty funny. Ironically, right? Because, I mean, it's... That's funny about the story. There's so many people who are going to find out about this who are not part of the story.
Yes.
It'll be fun to see their reactions.
Yes. The Logan sisters. The other two.
The other two.
You know, it's going to be Bill's amazing
reaction.
Bill. Please, I can't wait for him to come
back. What he says.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, a lot of people are hearing stuff. Well, Quinn. We'll finally see what she thinks.
Yes.
Will she go in on Shauna?
Eric. Yeah.
It was good seeing Eric on Friday. It was good seeing his face.
That's
John
right.
McCook. Just saying, oh, there he is. We'll get that to Friday. Now, back to the other side of this. Ridge wanted to call the police. He's like, I'm done, bitches. We're going to call the police. And everybody's like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Let's first see what's going on. Assess the situation. And you will pay. Like, she was like, no, bitches, you will pay.
Yes. But I need to get to my daughter first.
Yes. So, and that's what you're driving. I want you guys to know I'm going nowhere. Your driver's like, what if they have their passports? No,
I thought that too, but you know, I get it. Yeah.
But he's just like, give me your driver's license. Just give them to me. She was all holding them. I loved it. But Brooke was like, no, I got to deal with this first. You guys don't go nowhere. We'll get back to you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's just called the coven. They're just like standing there, three of them just kind of feeling sad for themselves. But I love beforehand. Brooke finally reaches Hope as she's at Steffi's and Liam's place. So they couldn't really talk at first. She's kind of like, Mom, I just got here.
Oh, when she calls her.
Yeah, I just got here. She wanted to connect with her daughter.
Yes.
And I remember writing it down. It was kind of briefly, that was realistic. I can't really talk to her right now. I'm here.
Steffi just got here.
Just got here. And so that made Brooke and Liam, we got to get over there. But Brooke stopped risking, PR, which is true. How's PR going to handle this? It's a huge scandal. But it's huge.
Ugly.
How are you going to handle that? That's the thing. And I wrote down for this whole thing, it's such a delicate situation. Period. How do you want to spin this? How do you want to show it? What do you want to tell? What do you not want to tell?
And as a fan, I'm so curious. How is this going to roll out?
Right. For Forrester Creations and everything, it's going to be really strange. Because it's a Forrester adjacent story. Well, it's a Forrester story because of Steffi and Thomas. But Liam is married. I mean, Hope is a Forrester because of the marriages and everything and growing up with them. But yeah, it's a PR nightmare.
Absolutely.
So you got to kind of. They need Kerry Washington's character from Scandal to come on.
There you go.
Olivia.
Yeah, I loved Brooke's business mentality kicking in for that second.
But you're like, no, we'll get to you girls.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to jail.
Fear not.
Don't worry. But.
It's not if, it's when.
I'd be S-ing in my pants right now if I was those girls. Mm-hmm. I guess they don't have Uber. That's pretty funny. that was basically Thursday. But Friday continues from Thursday. But before we left, we saw Sally and Eric. Like, oh, okay. Somebody different.
I'd love that sketch.
It was a beautiful dress.
That was a beautiful dress. I don't know who's doing those
real
sketches.
Life, yeah.
But man, they were gorgeous.
I think what's interesting, it's good to see some Forrester Creation stuff going on at Forrester Creation.
Yeah, there's still a business continues amidst all this drama, baby drama.
Yes, I was like, okay.
A company is being run, really.
Yes. So it's like, okay, that's nice. And we knew she was working for them. And I love his references to Sally, the original Sally, the Spectre thing, and how. He said, you told me to keep my Spectre-ness in here, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, but you followed along with bringing that in, plus. the Line brand and
the elegance of Forrester, creations.
And she did it. He loved her work, and I was like, that's great that she's actually not the sad sack joke anymore, so to speak. The special is always kind of the joke side, but like, you know, yeah, I'm glad that she's getting some respect finally from the man.
Yeah.
Remember,
they had that fashion show. They were out on location somewhere, and it was like a bathing suit fashion show.
Yeah.
That's when my mind changed about Spectra.
Yeah. It was good. Some good stuff in
there. Some amazing pieces.
I miss the fashion shows.
I do, too.
I always say that. I miss the fashion shows.
They always do it once a year, but they need to do it at least twice a year.
Candace Mack says, the same PR people are like, we did this when Douglas and was Ridges, and then it was Thomas's Child. That was a scandal, too.
It was.
I don't know, but this is even bigger, I think. This is even bigger than that. It's kind of crazy. But it's nice seeing them together, and then Wyatt shows up.
Then Wyatt shows up. So let me just read this.
Please,
this
read it.
Tweet
from
Courtney Hope. She says, well, that's W-E-L-L-L-L .. As Sally predicted, Wyatt came back around. I told him he'd miss me. Thoughts? Take him back? Make the boy grovel or just forget him altogether because baby girl's got some designing to do? What do you think, fans?
I'm going to tell us.
James had thoughts.
I
had thoughts.
I know. And I you guys will tell us in a second. I am... Because I used to like Wyatt. Out of Wyatt and Liam, he was my favorite of the two. He wasn't as wishy-washy as Liam. He had to sort of stick most of the time, too, rather the women. This one made me feel like he was very Liam-esque. Now I'll come back to you.
Tail between the legs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. It's like,
and being very vague. Like, he didn't mention anything about what was going down.
No. She's like, what happened? What's going on? He's not telling it.
Yeah.
It's like, she's going to find out.
He's saving face.
She's going to find out, of course. But it's kind of like, I feel like for her, I'm like, sorry. You did me wrong. You totally drop kicked me. Yes, I have feelings for you still, probably. She probably does. I think she does. Maybe Eric called her out on it. She does. But I would take him back. Sorry. You wanted somebody else. Sorry, you dropped me. Just that easily. Okay. And now you're into your love your life flow.
Yes. Little Miss Perfect.
I would take him back. But I have feelings she's going to do something.
I think so, too. Because she still cares about him tons.
Kenesha's like, keep him to the curb. I know Kenesha. Keep him to the curb. But normally, I like Wyatt. Normally, I've always liked him. I mean, I love Darren Brooks and everything. I'm a big fan of his anyway. But I loved his character wasn't as bad as Liam. Because when he liked a woman, he really was into that person. And then a lot of times, they dumped him or moved on.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's a good point.
It wasn't
He's
him.
Right.
A lot of times, Steph, the other, they all kind of went to Liam or somebody else. It wasn't his fault most of the time. So this time, it's his fault. You should have stuck with your girl. You should have stuck with Katie, first of all. That was what I liked.
Right.
I'm going to go back to
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. I just love them together.
I did. I liked it. I
Darren
liked their
Brooks
dynamic.
And Heather Tom, worked. Man, they were gold.
They worked.
Gold.
So I'm still with that one. But we can't get that. I will take Sally. But in a way, I don't want them back together because he did her wrong. She deserves better than that, better self-esteem than that.
Hmm.
But we'll see what happens, obviously, on that one. But so he's back talking to her. But then the scenes that were just the bomb. Now, I mean, everybody's talking Emmy work. I totally agree. All should get nominations. This is the reels that should be turning in. When finally Steffi, and here's what I wrote down, because this was so funny to me. Phoebe, her name is Beth. I wrote that over because he kept saying Phoebe, and homegirl was like, no, this is Beth. As she was holding her, that perfect little child, just a smile and those blue eyes.
And when Hope said, you know, you can still see her, and Steffi said, I'm not a babysitter. And Hope said, and I'm not a surrogate.
Okay, I was like,
the writer is like, gold!
Bitch, please.
Holy moly!
Yes. I was like, dang!
That is so brilliant.
That dialogue was good that day. As I said, because it really was between them. Liam was just an app, he was just there. It was between them.
Do you remember that moment? When Steffi looks at Liam and she says, will you please say something for once? And he's just standing there.
Mealy mouth. Exactly. Because that's Liam. That's how he is. That's how the character is. So these two women had to really fight it out. And she was like, I'm not asking. That's what Hope said. I'm like, oh, you can't take my, you're not, I'm not asking. She was like, she was holding on to that baby like, I got my baby finally.
Never letting
and
her go.
You ain't getting her.
Nope.
Out of my dead cold hands. See, nope. That's what she was thinking. But if the push and pull, just like, because Steffi was disgusted by what she heard. And then when every piece of fact that was coming out, she was just like devastated more and devastated more and devastated more. And she was sinking more into the couch. And it was just like, her eyes got even more watery and the mascara started to run. And it was just like, she couldn't believe this was happening to her.
She says, she was saying to Hope, you can't take Phoebe.
Her name is Beth.
Yeah. Oh, out of the home, the only home she's ever known.
The only mother she's ever known.
And the only mother she's ever known. That was crushing. That was really crushing. And then Ridge got on board that train.
Yeah.
Well, she has a point. And Brooke's all, Brooke's
like, no.
No. There's no.
No. But the acting, just they all were just kind of phenomenal in that. And just these two women, both have been done wrong. It literally was not either of their faults. And they have to deal with that. And it's hurting them. Some people may go to jail and stuff, but it's hurting them the most. Because almost a year, Hope was denied her child. Steffi fell in love with the child. It doesn't matter. She's like, she goes, I may be adoptive. She was saying, using words like, you were a great adoptive parent. I was like, ooh, that's very interesting. She's using those words.
Yeah.
And Steffi kept saying, no, I'm her mother. Because I loved her from when I got her. I wanted a sister for Phoebe, for Kelly. And she goes, well, they can still be, because they're still sisters, blah, blah, blah. Somebody was like, I almost said something there. I don't care about that.
It made me sad that someone would think that an adoptive parent's love would be any less than
exactly
a biological parent's love. I get the argument
that
a biological parent's love should be stronger, but that's not always the case.
Nope.
So that I could feel the hurt on Steffi's part.
Yes.
I mean, just because I adopted this child doesn't mean I don't love her
exactly
as much as Kelly.
Right. Doesn't even matter. And see, there's a whole, as you guys know, there's a whole other side of this, which is she's missing her twin sister, Phoebe.
Mm.
So she wanted to recreate that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because I'm a twin, so I understand that completely. My sister's alive, Sherry. Nice to be out there. But it's just that she wanted to recreate that for her daughter, to have somebody to grow up with together. Remember, that's the whole point of her adopting. She wanted these two kids to grow up together, like her and her sister.
To have each other.
So she's missing her twin, and now it's like losing her twin all over again. That's how I saw it as a twin myself.
Oh, James, that's such a good point. I didn't think about that.
And it was also National Twins Day this week, so... I think of my sister. I couldn't imagine losing her, and I couldn't imagine that. So I looked at that from that standpoint, was that Phoebe was named Phoebe. The whole thing was originally because of her dead twin. Think about that, folks. You know. Steffi lost another Phoebe, her sister first, her sister, then the baby. She's a mess, especially since her brother knew. That's going to be interesting, too. Woo, when they get together. When Steffi finally sees Thomas.
Where'd he go? And where's Douglas?
Oh, they mentioned him. Douglas got picked up by...
Who?
Some woman. They picked him up. Oh, they mentioned Douglas.
The assistant, or the nanny.
Yeah.
They did mention
that briefly. It was a quiet thing. It was like, well, and Douglas was picked up by so-and-so. Because I was like, yeah, where's the hello?
Okay.
He's not a grown-up. Like, where is he? But yeah, Thomas ran off because he ain't done. So you guys, he's not done.
And he's got to figure out a new game plan.
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, he's not done at all. He is not done at all. Trust and believe. He's not done doing what he's going to do. That's my prediction. Period. We don't do predictions, but that's my prediction. It's still going to happen. The baby is still Gabby. Hi, Gabby. The baby is still young, so it will not affect her in the long run. But I think it's still sad. I agree with that. She was young enough. She'll be fine. It's more the parents.
I know there was a moment, there was some Twitter chat about when Brooke and Ridge first arrived at Steffi's house. Oh my gosh, my granddaughter. And she says to Hope, you must be so excited to take her home. Like right off the bat, without even acknowledging what Steffi could possibly be going through.
Yes.
And people in the chats were saying that was super insensitive of her. And, you know, how could she be so insensitive to Steffi? At the same time, this is her granddaughter.
Right. Right.
And you kind of, everything kind of falls away for a couple of seconds.
I agree. And it may be insensitive, but I don't think she's doing it to be insensitive. Her daughter got her child, but she saw her daughter. Everybody thought this baby was dead. The grief that the family went through over a dead baby. Now the baby's not dead. So it's kind of like, almost like compartmentalize it for a second. Brooke is focused on that. That's as simple as it's like she's happy for her daughter.
Yes.
as any parent would be.
And she's fantasizing about the beautiful future that they're going to have.
Right. Exactly. Mama. Exactly. I love babies. But there's that going on, and I love when she's like, well, it also ended that day when she's like, I'm going to tell you, baby, no, don't you dare stop me. That's the last word she said.
That last photo is, you know, she's holding Beth, and it's...
And she did not let her, let her go.
We had Hurricane Brooke, but this is, do not mess with this new force of nature called Mama Hope.
Yeah. Oh, she got her back now.
Get out of the way, folks.
She's like, get out of the way. This is my baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Steffi, but this is my baby. And she did say, we can work this out together. We can continue.
She was incredibly supportive and sensitive. Yes.
And she's one of her baby was stolen. They keep saying that.
It's Hope.
My baby. No, and Hope's
like, she has the capacity.
Yes. We keep saying, it was stolen. My baby was stolen. Brooke kept saying it. The baby was stolen. We understand your sad story, but still, the baby was stolen. It wasn't voluntarily given to you. She didn't hope to say, here's my baby, and want it back. It was stolen. She thought it was dead. I could imagine losing a baby. That would just be horrible.
Now, was there... So, the adoption went through, things were signed off. Something was forged, I guess, from the hospital, or wasn't signed. Yeah. Something wasn't signed. But then there was another physical test done.
And something wasn't signed there either, apparently.
Well,
it was in the papers.
No, I think Steffi, this is before the realization, Steffi said that's the only...
Record or something.
Record that actually was done correctly.
Yeah, she did say that, yes.
So.
I don't know, I didn't get any of
that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, not sure either.
There's another doctor involved.
Yes, but she had the paper. Yeah, she had the folder of papers in it. And I wasn't sure about
the right thing.
Yes.
So.
But see, that doctor should be, a doctor was, the name was signed. That wasn't doctor's fault. The doctor was out of the country. The name was used. And so there's a lot of things, I mean, it's a lot of, but we're not done. There's a lot of fallout coming from this.
Yes.
We're certainly not done. Tomorrow's episode, Monday, is probably going to pick up with her trying to leave with her baby. It won't be that easy. I know it's going
to
be that easy.
And I love that conversation that Brooke said to Hope over the phone. It may not be as easy as you think.
Right.
Leaving with Beth.
Right.
Like, yep.
On some level, sorry, Hope, on some level, you have to honor Steffi taking the baby. I mean, taking her in and raising her. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a weird thing. Trust me, we all understand. But it's, yeah. It's all around. It's just a weird thing. What a great storyline.
It's interesting. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, they've been focusing on this one storyline for so long. You know, if you go to GH, they've had the secret Wiley baby storyline that's been played out for just as long.
Yes.
But there's been other storylines, so it's not so intensive.
That's true.
Not so intensive.
Right now, that's getting intense too. Ooh. Another one, too, that's getting there.
But this was a different scenario where, you know, B&B just chose to focus on the storyline, spotlight it for a really long time.
So like I said, it was kind of a nice breath of fresh air to see Courtney Hope and John McCook just show up. Like, oh, there they are. It's like different outside the realm of the storyline. It's like, oh, okay, they're here. Okay, it felt good.
We need Bill to come back. Yeah. You know, we need Taylor.
We need Quinn.
Reese has got it. Yeah. Quinn. Like you said, the fallout.
Has to happen now.
The ripple effect. The net will be cast, and
they should all just live together and do the sister wives thing. That's funny. Yes, Hope will grow a lot through this experience. Flo, Zoe, Thomas, better watch out for this new Mama Hope. Oh, yeah, she's not going to let go of it, but this baby, it's like something else. Like I said, this whole week overall, I like the way the pacing was. It was very, very methodical. There wasn't really mystery, but it was just kind of like there was a lot of suspense. Things were unfolding. Every episode ended on something that was good for you want to watch the next day. It was very classic soap opera in that sense.
And I would have to say that over the course of the past few months, the scenes, we would see just this regurgitating of conversations. Like, we've had this conversation before with this person about this subject. We don't need to have it 5 million times. Yeah. But this whole week, every word mattered. Every scene mattered. Every moment built onto another amazing moment.
Yep, I agree. It did matter. And I thought, the music, some of the episodes
was so
good.
I thought about that too. Especially on the roof. Those ones that Gone with the Wind-ish.
Yes, it was. They have good music directors on the show. Very good. You have the creepy music.
I'm
the sweeping
so glad
music.
You said that. Yeah, you're right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it. I listen to music. So I'm like, good job with the music. It really added to the moments. And the location on the roof, everything, it all added to the moments. And literally, we got soapy goodness this week.
Oh, it's delicious.
And we're already, guys, that's it. I mean, just like that, the show comes to a close. I mean, that was the week that was. I mean, that was kind of crazy. I don't know.
And I love feeling like I can't wait for Monday.
And I wish I could come back next week. I'll be in D.C.
You'll be accepting an award.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Or Candace will be. She'll be accepting an award. One of the two. Hopefully one of us. I don't know. But we will be back. I'm thinking September 15th.
Okay.
Middle of the month. Because I wish I could tell. Because we have Labor Day weekend coming up first. I won't be in town for them. No one's going to be around for that. And there's the 8th and the 15th. So probably the 15th. If it's super good, maybe the 8th. And we'll be at a different time, 2 p.m. That's going to be our new time, folks. And we'll make sure you know that on our
Pacific
social media
Standard,
platforms.
Yes.
And so go ahead and make sure you follow us on IG and on Twitter, The Bold Breakdown. So tell me when they can follow you, Ms. Tammy.
So on Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea and on Insta, Tammy.Govea.
And you can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr. Just sold at James Lott Jr. and all social media platforms. Yes, go there and follow me on all those things. I got things everywhere. And you can follow us. You can follow us on AfterBuzz TV, of course, dramas, Bold Beautiful After Show. That's what it's called. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube. Go ahead and do that. And everybody in the chat room, we had like 37 people watching at
so
one point.
Amazing.
So
thank you guys, for the support, as
you guys
always.
Are talking. You guys were talking.
Share Hi. The love.
Yeah, please do. If you're not following us, you guys, like Brittany, Gabby, Michelle, I know Candace is. Any, I guess, follow us on those things. Again, The Bold Breakdown on IG and Twitter. So we'll see you next time. Have a great Labor Day weekend. All this stuff's going on. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.